trying to understand why Kabbalah Satorah took place when it took place. So we're in the middle of explaining why it was Dafka in the third month. And we had quoted the last time, we quoted the Medrash, that the Medrash says, similar to Gemara and Yevamis on Daf Lamed Hey, further discussion on Daf Mem Beis, that the Gemara discusses the concept of a woman waiting 3 months between one marriage and another marriage to be able to determine who the child belongs to. So we see, the Maharal told us last time, we see that there's a 3 month process of distinguishing between one thing and the next. Now we'll understand tonight, Amir Sashem, a little more why Dafka 3 months. But we explained if we left Mitzrayim in Nisan, and then we had a little bit of Nisan, and then we had the month of Iyar, and a little bit of Sivan. So even though it's not a full 90 days, as is required for the woman in her waiting period, as per the Gemara, but since it touched on 3 months, so it's considered a separate entity. 3 months creates a separate experience. So from going from one husband to the next, it's 3 months. Similarly, when we wanted to leave Mitzrayim and marry Hashem, we needed a three month waiting period. We needed to get from Nisan to Iyar to Sivan to receive the Torah. Okay, so we're up to the words Va'afal Gav. Va'afal Gav the Hosam Taima Havi Mishum Havchana, the Lo Shayech Hach Taima Bekan. Even though the reason that we wait 3 months in the context of, again, a woman remarrying is to determine who the father is, if there should be a pregnancy, and that's obviously not relevant here, but we still borrow from that concept, Mikol Makom, Ratzo Lomar, Ki Matzinu Shezman Gimel Chadashim Hu Mechulak La'atzmo. What we learn from this halacha is that a period of 3 months is considered a significant, independent period of time. Umuteras li nase achar gimel chadashim shahaisa shivcha v'goya. And she's allowed to marry after 3 months of her transition, right, from being a non-Jewish woman to now being a Jewish woman, or from being a not completely free woman to being a free woman. Yihata mashi, yeah, wherever she's coming from or going to, the point being that she's undergone a transformation. Sof sof zman gimel chadashim mechulak la'atzmo. But the bottom line is we see that a period of 3 months is a significant amount of time, a period of time. So just like 3 months is considered a period of time with regard to havchana, with regard to distinguishing between one pregnancy and another pregnancy, between one husband and another husband, kach etzel Yisrael. Similarly, in the creation of Klal Yisrael, Zman Shlosha Chadashim Zman Mechulak La'atzmo. It took a period of 3 months to achieve their independence from Mitzrayim. Shu Nechnasim L'Rishus Shechina. Because we have to see ourselves as so deeply connected to the Egyptians and so deeply wanting to connect to Hashem that we needed to undergo a significant period of time, a transformation. We wanted to enter into Hashem's world. We wanted to be Tachas the Shechina. Right? A beautiful imagery of what Kabbalah Satorah was, to be taken beneath Hashem's wings, so to speak. So it was only after a period of 3 months of living on the Mitzrayim for so long that we were able to truly free ourselves from the Egyptians and to truly cling by extension to Hashem. And the same way, if you're trying to attach two things together and there's some type of substance that's in between, it's going to make it difficult for them to cling to one another. So similarly, until we spent those 3 months sort of detaching from Mitzrayim, we couldn't be davuk to Hashem. Ki azman hu medubak u'mechubar. Because time has the ability to what? To cling, to connect. Vad gimel chadashim nechshav zman echad. And up to 3 months is considered a single period of time. Aval yoser mishlosh chadashim lo nechshav echad. But at the end of 3 months, 3 months is sort of the max of what's considered an entity of time. And after that, it's a new period of time. It's mechulak la'atzma. Why is that? Why is three? And again, this is, you know, classic Maharal numerology. But why dafka three as being an entity in and of itself? He explains, v'atam ki kol davar shuhu mechubar, because whenever there is some type of continuity or connection, it requires a rishon and an emtza and a sof. A beginning, a middle, and an end. A starting point, a transitional point, right? Whatever it is, and then that's going to bring it together. And then the end. If I have two objects and I want to bring them together, right? So I need something to bring them together. Even if I, you know, weld them into a single object, right? I need a tool to somehow attach the two to one another. So the concept of three is beginning, middle, and end. Lefichach, hazman shehu mechubar, chibur shelo hu b'shlosha. So time, which is connected, is connected through the concept of three. Dahainu rosh ve'emtza v'sof. Ulefichach, hayatzarech gimel chadashim yom shiyatu bo. It would take 3 months from the time we left Mitzrayim. Ki adze hazman, nechshav hazman echad medubak. Because within a 3 month span, it's considered one entity. So it would take, again, it would take a full 3 months to kind of conclude that chapter of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then to enter into that chapter of marrying Hashem, Dveikus Vashem. Ve'ein roi shetinase na Torah, rak v'zman she'ein lo chibur v'divak al zman hashibur. And if Torah is the ultimate cheiros, so how can one taste cheiros while they're still meshubed? It takes time to, it's not just you walk out of Mitzrayim, I mean, it's obvious on a psychological level, right? You don't just walk out of, you know, out of a prison, out of a period of captivity, and everything's fine. It takes time to heal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established in this context that it would take 3 months to what? To free themselves truly, fully from Shibud Mitzrayim, and then they could be Davuk to Hashem. You can't have both at the same time. Shu'ata Dveikim Bo Yisbarach. V'davar Zem Mavur Ma'od. This idea is very very understandable. And this helps us again to understand why the Torah was dafka given in the third month upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, let's talk about Sfiras HaOmer, because that's also part of the story. It's not only this notion of 3 months, but it's counting 49 days up to the 50th day. So let's look at it from that angle. Right, now we understand the concept of three as an entity, of a beginning, a middle, and an end. Let's talk about 49 days and the count to Shavuos, which is day 50. Amna mi mitzvas asvira, nira shelo haya efshar li nasin torados vayom. But from the notion of counting svira, svartem lachem, from the day you left Mitzrayim, right, that count of 49 days, it appears to us that that's also part of the necessary process of coming to Kabbalah Satorah. Veze shekasher yotzu mi Mitzrayim, let's think of our birth from Mitzrayim the same way that when a child comes into the world, his body is intact, but his mind and his ability to reason and to speak is underdeveloped. Shenolad begufo, he's born in body, and so too when he left Mitzrayim, the physical entity of Klal Yisrael had been created, but the mind of Klal Yisrael would have to be nurtured, would have to be developed. And the reason that there's a disconnect between the initial formation of a body and the elevation of the mind and the soul is because they really are opposites in a certain sense, right? We say every time we use the bathroom, we speak about the pella, the wonder of combining body and soul. So the seichel is not really connected to the guf. Yes, my mind is within my body, my neshama in many ways is within my body, right? But there's a certain disconnect, there's a certain inability to bridge guf, which is physicality, and seichel, which is spirituality. Raku nivdal min haguf. The neshama, the seichel, the intellect, the mind, the spirit, transcends the body, transcends the guf. Ulefichach tzarech hasvira ad chamishim. So therefore, we need to go through a process of svira up to 50. What is the concept of 50? Well, 50 is a very mystical number. 50 is Yovel. 50 is the 50th level of understanding that Moshe couldn't attain. It represents something that's beyond. Ulefichach tzarech hasvira ad chamishim, ki oz ba hu lemadrega satorah. Day 50 is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Because what is 50? 50 is something that's a certain type of transcendent experience. Shehi Seichel Nivdal. If Torah itself is the ultimate transcendent knowledge, so it has to be given at a time which is also sort of beyond time. It's a time that transcends the regular cycles of things. Ki haTorah hi mishar haChamishim, because the Torah itself is from, so to speak, the 50th level, the 50th gate, the 50 gates of wisdom and understanding. Shehu Nivdal min haAdam, which is above human intellect. Again, that's that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chaf Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu understood 49 levels, but he couldn't grasp level 50. So the concept of 50 represents something which is a little bit beyond human capabilities. That's what Torah is. Torah is not something that rationally we deserve. So 50 represents that which is nivdal, that which is transcendent, right? That which goes above the mind. Because 50 is not just the number that comes after 49. 50 is its own world. We don't count 50, right? We count 49, and then we kind of arrive at 50. We get the Torah. The whole thing is a strange experience. It's not part of the count. And when you get there, you have sort of risen above the cycles of seven cycles of seven. Right? You've risen above the lower nature of the body, and now you're ready to receive the Torah. And again, the secret of 50 is also something which is understood to those of us who understand. All right, we're trying. Maharal, we're trying to understand. I don't know if we understand anything, but we're trying. Okay. So therefore, we count up to 50. Right? We don't really know how to count 50. We can't put 50 into words. But the 50th day is not part of the sphira. Again, it's above the sphira. Because if the 50th day was contained within the count, then it's part of the 49. In other words, it's part of the normal cycles of life, and it's part of the guf, it's connected to the guf. It's not part of the 49. It's supposed to represent that which is above the 49. So we count up to 50, but we don't actually count 50. It's our inability to kind of grasp it, to put it into words, to fully be able to express what 50 is. Just like the mind, the neshama, which I feel it, I kind of know what it is, but I also kind of don't really know what it is. And now the Maharal says something which I believe is a famous comment of the Maharal, and it's a very beautiful comment. Let's think about how Sefiras Omer begins, and let's think about how Sefiras Omer ends. Or to say it differently, let's think about the karban that we bring at the start of Sefiras Omer, and let's think about the karban that we bring when we get to Shuas. And we'll understand the transformation that's taking place. Again, an amazing hint. The transformation that takes place within ourselves as we count the days to Shavuos. Says the Maharal, Lakach, therefore, Haya Kravas Omer B'Tezayin Nisan Minasaorim. The carbon that we bring to kick off Sfira. The carbon HaOmer is brought from Saorin. What is Saorin? Barley. Barley. Barley is what? Saorin Haim Gufanim. Saorim is considered a very physical type of food, and that's why it's typically seen as meichel behema, as animal food, as opposed to wheat, which is something that is used to bake bread and is more commonly consumed by people. So we begin the process on Tes Zayin Nisan Min HaSaorim. The Saorim barley, again, is customarily given to animals. The animalistic part of a person is my body. For Karban Zeh B'Yom Rishon Shel Sfira, I've just begun the Sfira. At this point, my body has emerged from Mitzrayim. My neshama is totally unprepared for Kabbalah Satara. But I begin the count. Ki aguf hu muchan lekabel madregas haseichel. Because the body wants to begin that process, again, of working towards, it is possible for the body to what? I mean, the baby initially can't speak and can't think. And one day he could be a great Talmud Chacham, a great scholar, right? Obviously, the mind will come in time, and the mind exists within the body. But it starts off kind of just as an animalistic body, right, which wants so badly to receive the Torah. And it begins the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ukamoshe is bar lefneza, as we've explained, and we will continue to explain. Ki iafshar letorah rak sheyela makabel gashmi. Right, again, that ironic reality that the Torah wants to express itself within physicality. That Hashem wants the body to be a kli for the soul. Which again is paradoxical. It's a pella. Aflila asos. Again, asher yatzar. Umaylas haseichel, yefshar shalo yeh below mekabel klal. And one of the things about the seichel is that it needs somewhere to land. It needs to be received by something. Rachzarech lo mekabel gashmi. And it needs something to contain it. and it prefers to manifest itself, and again, that's part of its greatness, that it's even able to express itself within physicality. So the beginning of the journey, the first day on the way to 50, we kick it off by bringing barley, which is animal food. It represents very physical food stuff. Keneged nosei haTorah, shehu haschala laTorah. Right, this corresponds to the very possibility of Torah, and that's sort of the beginning of the journey. That yes, the Torah will need a kli. The Torah is going to need a receptacle, and the receptacle is the body. So yes, we start off in a sense by forming the base, the kli that's going to receive the Torah. But when we finally arrive at the end of the sfira process, uveyom chamishim. Shehu atzeres, when we finally get to Shavuos, va'oz hakravas shtei halechem min achitim, then we bring a carbon that's known as the shtei halechem, and the shtei halechem is not brought from barley, but is brought from wheat. U'meichel chitim hu roi la'odam hasichli v'prat. The Gemara itself says that when a child is able to start thinking and talking, it's when a child starts to eat grain, starts to process wheat, can eat a piece of bread, right? K'mo sha'amru m'seches horios. As it says in Maseches Horios, Chamisha Dvarim Yafim LeTalmud, there are five things that are good to enhance a person's mind. It'll help one in their studies, and that is HaOchel Pas Chitim. On the list is an example is a person who eats wheat bread. Ve'ein Sarech Lomar Chitim Atzmam. Or the more so a person who just eats the chita itself, not only process chita, but somehow chita in its pure form has a transformative effect on a person's mind. V'shtei halechem hayu shel chametz. And not only did we begin the process on Pesach, when we were so sensitive, our diet was so restrictive, we couldn't eat chametz, we could only eat matzah. Now we come to Shavuos, and all of a sudden we're bringing offerings of bread, an offering of chametz. V'davar zeh lahoros amayla sumadregas haTorah. That until we had the Torah, we needed a very restrictive diet. But now that we come to Kabbalah Satorah, we're able to what? We're able to grow up. We've transitioned. We've become mature and mindful and thoughtful and spiritual human beings. Right? We have the ability to engage in chametz, which is the etzahara, but we're not afraid because now we have the tools, we have the antidote. Shakol tachas madregas madregaso mesuda mimena. Right? That everything is everything again is organized, it is orderly now that I have the Torah. Afa chametz hu ha-yetzahara, that yes, even the chametz, which is the yetzahara, is under control. As long as I have my mind in the right place, I've nurtured my soul, and I'm not living like an animal. But the beginning of the journey is a kli. I'm an animal. I have a karbon of sa'orim, of barley, which is animal food. V'kvar bi'arnu zeh l'mal v'perek shelofnei zeh. Again, we already elaborated on many of these ideas in the previous parak. That yes, the Torah has the ability to organize everything. That even the Malach HaMaves, the Satan, gave a gift to Moshe Rabbeinu as a way of saying, wow, the Torah even has control over me, even though my whole existence is totally out of control. But yes, the Torah even organizes my life. The Malach HaMaves learned to appreciate Torah. V'asatan hu Malach HaMaves hu Yetzirah. And therefore, just like the Malach HaMaves showed a subservience to a bittul to Moshe, the Gemara tells us that the Satan and the Malach HaMaves and the Yetzer Hara, it's all one Malach. It's the same Malach. First he comes in the form of the Yetzer Hara and gets you to do an Aveira. Then he becomes the Satan and he tells on you. Then he becomes the Malach HaMaves and he punishes you. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin. V'zeh sheyesh lahakiv shtei halecha min hachametz. But this is the secret of the Shtei HaLechem being brought from Chametz. It's our way of saying, Yetzirah, we're not afraid of you anymore. We left Mitzrayim, we were on shaky ground. We weren't humans yet, we were still animals. We were born, our bodies were born. Our bodies were freed from Mitzrayim. But by the time that we worked on ourselves over the course of these 49 days, and then we reached towards the ineffable, the thing that we can't even say, the level 50. We can't even count the 50th day, but we can kind of arrive there. So we acknowledge that by bringing a carbon that represents our humanity, and it represents our ability to be in control of our urges and our physical desires, to the point that even the Yetzirah, even the chametz, can be turned into a carbon lasha. Okay? So some beautiful, really beautiful ideas, again, building on this yisod of what are the 3 months and what are the 50 days on the way to Torah. All right, so next time, Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll get to the famous Gemara, which he talks about, which is the again, the opposites of Torah and Yetzer Hara, and how they balance each other out, and how we use the Torah as our ultimate weapon against the Yetzer Hara. We'll go a little further with that next time. Yirtzeh Hashem. All right.